And we're live.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another podcast episode from Masters of the Galaxy. My name is Brian Ozone, and I am here with my friend Michael Jenkins, and Joe Amato should be along a little later. He had to go vote. He doesn't know if he's going to make it back in time. Hopefully he does, but we're going to start the show without him. What's going on, Mike? How you been?
Oh, I've been pretty well. You know, we did the Halloween stuff last week, so we took last week off for candy and costumes and all that. So, and now we're back.
How was that? How was your raging party you had to go to?
Oh yeah, that. Well, we hosted it, and it was pretty hectic. I did decorations all day, right up until guests started arriving, and then the party.
Wow.
The party went to like 10 o'clock, 10:30. So it closed early, but
right.
Then we had to have trick-or-treaters on Monday, and we had about 40 kids stop by. So
Wow.
It was pretty fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I live on I only have houses on one side, and the other side of the block is the A train. So I really, really rarely ever get any trick-or-treaters. And we got one this year. That was it.
Wow.
One. Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Did you have decoration or whatever?
Oh, of course. Yeah, we decorate. Yeah, definitely do. Yeah.
Is that what attracts trick-or-treaters your way up there?
I would say more, yeah, because then I guess they know that people, you know, celebrate Halloween if they put the you know, stuff in a window or the lights or something like that. What a lot of people here do as well is they'll leave a box or a bowl of candy on the stoop and put a sign and say, just take one. So
that's kind of automated there.
Yeah. But there was just something I just wanted to touch upon. There was some rumors going around, and it came to my attention through one of my friends, and I vape, so you might hear that every so often. I try not to let it hit the microphone, but it came through, and somebody heard it, and they're starting to make rumors that people are doing drugs and drinking during the show. It's been over 19 years since I smoked weed, and I don't drink. So I don't know where you're getting this from. So I just wanted to clear the air.
Where did the rumors start?
I don't know.
I was writing it on the bathroom walls at the train station.
Thanks a lot. It's all your fault.
But yeah, no, I just wanted to clear the air with that because, you know, if people have something to say, be a man about it, go straight to the person. Don't let, you know, don't let the person find out through the what's it called, the grapevine. Because if I do, I'm not going to be as pleasant as if you come to me as a man. So,
right. Well, was it posted in some of the groups or something, or?
Yeah, I'm not sure if it was or not. Somebody, they PM'd me, and they PM'd Joe about it, and it's completely false. I vape, you know, so that's probably what they heard. When I do it, I try not to let it near the microphone so it doesn't pick it up. So okay. Apparently somebody heard it and probably thought somebody was smoking a bong or a joint or something, which is completely false. Every job I had for the last 19 years had random drug tests. So it's not like I can get, you know, do it and get away with it. So stop the rumors, people, because it's not cool.
I mean, I don't even know what it sounds like. I must be that naive.
Well, no, because that's why I don't even keep it near the phone. Like I'll move the phone away when I do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, they got to pick at something, you know, that's all.
Yeah, I guess. Right. They got to do what they got to do.
They got to do what they got to do.
All right, man. So why don't you jump into the first topic? What would you like to talk about first?
Let's see. Well, you were talking about November 16th, right around the corner. And Super 7 put up a post.
Right.
A very, very, very vague post.
Right.
About, to save the date, November 16th. So, and on Facebook, the post, it, you know, I'm sure a lot of people have seen it.
You know, right.
Super 7 X or Super 7 times Masters of the Universe.
Right.
November 16th, save the date. So.
Excuse me.
What the heck is that? You know, that's.
Right. Well, I've heard through the, I've heard that supposedly, well, technically Super 7 is not allowed to sell anything until January 1st.
Right.
But from what my understanding is that they can take pre-orders. So what I think the announcement is going to be is the super, I don't know what the super figures line that they showed the other day, the 6 or 7 figures that come with everything that, right, that character ever came with. I think they're going to pre-order that. I think that's what that's about. If that's not it, then I think it's going to be how they're going to sub or how they're going to sell the figures.
Okay. So,
That's what I get out of it and what I've heard from somebody. So,
okay. At New York Comic Con, they showed off these, they're not new figures, but they're re-releases of four Masters of the Universe classics figures. So they had He-Man, Skeletor, Faker, Teela, Man-at-Arms. Am I missing one? I know there was those five.
Ram-Man? Did you say Faker?
Yeah.
It was He-Man, Ram-Man, Faker, Teela, Skeletor. I think there may have been a sixth. I'm not sure. I forget though. But those are the guys that they might be taking pre-orders for.
Okay. And you think that's it? You don't think they're showing off anything?
I also heard, you know, that Super 7 asked the Four Horsemen for the next batch of two ups or four ups, however you, whatever they're called. They want to see the next set of figures that they made. Maybe we'll get picked, you know, maybe they'll show them off. I'm not sure, but, you know, I'll take whatever they give us.
Oh, me.
You know,
because basically all of the sculpts that were being done for the when Mattel was running the line, the Four Horsemen were already working on sculpts for the next batch of figures.
Right.
So instead of those figures being released through Matty Collector, the Four Horsemen are just going to give those sculpts over to Super 7, and Super 7 is going to take care of that.
Yeah. That's another reason why I believe they're going to do those essential figures. I think that's what they called. I'm not sure. But I think they're going to do those first to kind of buy some time to figure out, A, if they're getting the Pop license, 2, if they're getting the Thundercats license, and 3, to save time to see what is actually going to happen, if they can do what and where and how, you know? That's
right.
What I'm thinking. That's what I get out of it. But I believe no matter what, it's going to be something positive for the fans, and I believe everybody's going to, you know, flip out.
Yeah,
when they hear it.
I think they're going to knock it out of the park, because at the least, you get the super releases of those core figures, which I am hoping are going to have an evergreen presence with Super 7. So those,
yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, those figures will always be there.
Where the heck did that word evergreen come from, besides the evergreen forest? I've always wondered that, man. What the hell?
Well, I guess evergreen, you know, the trees. I guess they never die off. They never go brown or whatever. So they're around at least for a long time.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes a little bit more sense now. Yeah, I always wondered that. Everybody's like, "Yeah, make it an evergreen figure." And I'm scratching my head, thinking like, "Well, what the heck is an evergreen figure?" I'm like, "What are these things?" And then I found out that they were just, like Skeletor and He-Man and She-Ra and stuff I already had. And I was like, "Oh, okay, I got it. That's cool." And like what you just said, that you're hoping that these new essential figures are evergreen, and I am totally 100% behind you with that. I hope that they make it more accessible for people who are late bloomers to collecting the line to be able to access these the older figures and make it more easy for them to get it instead of spending $200-$300 on a Shadow Weaver or, Fisto, Whiplash, et cetera, the more expensive guys.
Because a lot of collectors, they'll say, you know what, forget it. I can't get He-Man. I'm not paying $200 for He-Man. So I'm not
Exactly.
gonna bother
Yeah, I
with
mean,
the rest of
what's
the
the sense
collection.
if you can't get the main guy? What's the sense of collecting a line? That's the way I look at
And there's so many other lines,
it.
because I actually have an issue with trying to split my budget between Transformers, which is really overwhelming right now,
You
and
collected you collected Takara ones too, right?
no, I gave up on that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I got a few of those suckers. Those things just really hurt your wallet.
I got a couple of masterpieces.
That's it. Takara, they make the masterpieces.
I just stopped with that because I just, especially the Megatron. I didn't get Megatron because he had a lot of quality control issues and things popping off of him. And I figured I'd just stick with Generations and right now it's Titans Returns.
Yeah, well, I think they just shown the new Megatron that's coming out. He looks pretty cool, so I might actually get him because I don't have a Megatron. I have the Optimus Prime, I have Grimlock, Starscream, Bumblebee, another car I forgot the name of, and the blue rocket, that's with Starscream. I forget his name.
Blue,
I only have a handful of them, and then I just stopped because they were just too expensive.
are you talking about the masterpiece line?
Yeah,
Oh,
yeah.
yeah. You're probably talk. Oh, you're talking about the blue Starscream, not Thundercracker.
No, Thundercracker. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. So, oh, so
I
the.
got the. Yeah, no, I got the God. I think it's called the God. Starscream, the one with the crown and the cape and everything.
Yeah.
When he kills Megatron, I got that one.
Oh wow. Jeez.
Yeah.
No Skywarp then. You didn't get Skywarp?
No. No, I missed out on that.
Oh man, you gotta complete the triplets.
I know. I got her. I do have what's the Sunspot, I think his name is, or something like
Sunstorm. He's the
that.
yellow seat.
Yes. Yeah, I got him from Toys R Us.
Wow.
So yeah. But then again, like I said, they were getting too expensive. That's why I stopped collecting them.
For me, I split my budget between Motu Classics and Transformers. So,
Okay.
it gets kind of tricky sometimes when you have to make
Yeah, no, it's a
choices.
little, it adds up at the end of the day. You got to really pick and choose what you want to collect, especially if you have the curse of the completist like I am. I have to have it all, so I'm pretty much down to just He-Man with that, the new classics. That's pretty much that, and the 6-inch DC Multiverse. I
Oh,
like those figures. Those figures are cool.
that actually is a third. I would say that I have the four collections then. So there's Masters, there's Transformers. I call it Superpowers Classics, which is
Right.
the the DC Universe line you're talking about, and then Thundercats.
Yeah.
You know, so I have that. I have that subscription coming later this year.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
So did you go with the holiday, all six figures in one?
Yeah, I screwed up. Yeah, I still I must have picked it by accident.
Oh, you that's a screw up.
I actually called them up and told them if it's not here by Christmas, we're gonna have a problem. I said I need those figures by Christmas. They're my Christmas gifts. So
it looks like Jackalman came out. I saw pictures of Jackalman.
Yes, yeah, he looked. They all look good. I'm telling you, I cannot wait to have He-Man next to Lino. I think that's gonna be one of the coolest pictures.
Yeah, I'm waiting to see Mum-Ra. Can't wait to see what Mama looked like.
Yeah, I just hope he's not really frail looking. He looks a little on the skinny side in the pictures. I hope he's not I hope he can stand. I think that's why they gave him his cloak all the way to the floor, so it helps him stand. But
to prop him up.
Yeah. But I guess we'll see when he finally comes out.
It looked like he had some decent articulation, so hopefully you can pose him.
Yeah, I mean, all of them actually do. They all look great. I'm hoping that Brian and Super 7 continue on trying to get the license. And, there's people, me, you, thousands of others that want them to continue the line. Absolutely. And I really hope they do.
Yeah, I'm hoping they even go beyond Thundercats. And, people, I don't think people like hearing this, but I'm hoping they expand out into Silverhawks and Tiger Sharks.
It's so funny you say that. Yesterday or the day before, I saw the coolest Quicksilver custom I've ever seen in my life. He actually came with a removable mask and one of the Zoars he painted. I forgot the name of Quicksilver's...
Tallyhawk.
Tallyhawk, right. What? He painted him as Tallyhawk and put him... Oh, dude, oh my God. It was an amazing custom. It was so cool.
Was it like a chrome or was it just like a metallic silver?
I think it was just like a flat silver. Like there was an... It didn't look like it... The picture didn't look like it, It didn't look like it had any flash to it, so
okay.
I think it's more of a matte color, but I mean, it was a removable mask, no less. It was amazing.
Wow, you're gonna have to post that because I don't think I've seen that yet.
Yeah, that just Google custom Quicksilver Silverhawks, and he'll come up.
Okay,
a whole bunch of them will come up. There's a lot of cool ones.
Is it based on the Motu Classics book, or
some of them are, and some of them are DC, the DC UC. I think that's what they're called.
Yeah, it's DC UC. Yeah.
Yeah, some of them use that too, but those even look great too. So they both look pretty cool. I mean, I reached out to one of them because I saw this one guy do Brave Star and Quicksilver, and he never came back to me yet, so I'm hoping he does, and I'm hoping he's not that expensive because his costumes looked amazing. They looked really good.
Do you buy a lot of customs? I know Joe does customs, but do you?
Yeah, not really. For the fact is that with this line you never know what you're gonna get. To pay somebody to make some for $200 that's going to come out in three months from now, for $20, to me, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
That's just the way I look at it. Once the line is dead and I know for sure it's dead and there's a character that I really need to have, then, I'll venture out to, maybe Joe or Hunter Knight or one of those guys and, have them make me something, but I'm pretty much happy so far with what we got.
Yeah, I'm thinking we might do a custom New Adventure She-Ra.
That would be really cool. You don't have a?
They never made her.
New Adventure She-Ra?
Not new. Did I say She-Ra? New Adventure. Yes. New Adventure Sorceress.
Oh, yeah. That would be cool. Yeah, that's something that would be nice to have.
Yeah, I don't know if they're ever going to get to her. Although some people are posting some hopeful ideas.
Right.
You know, what they want to see with Super 7 and New Adventures Sorceress is one of them. I wanted to have wings, even though she never had wings in that costume. But
excuse me. Well, did she? She had. Yeah, she had the feathers and stuff, right?
On the show, she did. But yeah. In the Meanie comics, right. it's a totally different outfit, and she's wingless. She doesn't have any wings at all. So yeah. I'm hoping if Super 7 were to do hint Super 7. If Super 7 were to do a New Adventure Sorceress, I'd want her to be in the Meanie Comics design or Meanie Comics outfit, but with the cartoon wings. Like maybe have them removable.
So right, I gotcha.
So you can have both looks. You know, I'd really want like a composite of both.
Yeah, that would be really cool to do that. But they'd probably only end up using Hawkman's wings again since, you know, they've only used that 6 times already on figures.
Well, yeah, you know? Including Angela. And Angela and Voltec, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And the same thing with, like, Trapjaw's legs they used 1,000 times.
Oh yeah, like most of the evil mutants are trap jaw legs.
Right. Optic, yeah.
That got annoying real quick. So what are your speculations on other things that Super 7 is doing? Because they're supposed to be doing a vintage line as well, a vintage Masters line as well. You know about that?
Well, that could be the announcement as well, that they're going to, you know, maybe they're going to do the Britannia figures. Exactly. Maybe they got the rights to do those, you know, the Giants, the big Brontosaurus.
Yeah.
You know, to finish it up, the Giants, just so vintage collectors can actually finally have a complete set, you know, even like the laser lights. Maybe they could do that.
Wow. Yeah. So you're talking about the Powers of Grayskull line that never took off.
Right.
So Hero, Eldor.
Right. And whoever else was supposed to be. I mean, even all card art by Earl McCarthy. You know, all the stuff that he drew for the newer figures that were never made.
Right.
Maybe, hopefully, maybe that's something they're going to do. Who knows?
Yeah, because are they Snake Men in Horde Trooper armor, or are they Horde Troopers that are Snake Men? You know what I'm talking about?
I can't recall it. I haven't seen it in a while, but I can't tell you one or the other because I don't want to say it one and say I'm lying. But I do remember seeing that, but I don't remember, you know, who's who. I also remember seeing somebody with Trapjaw's arm, a new figure. You know, there was a bunch of new stuff that Earl McCarthy drew.
Right. So that's either going to be a part of Powers of Grayskull, or it's going to be just more new figures that serve either under He-Man or Skeletor. So I think they have plenty of stuff that they could play with for the vintage line. So that would be cool.
I think they could make a lot of stuff that I could play with too. I have a really good gut feeling about Super 7. I think they're really going to knock it out of the park. I really do. I really have a great, I mean, just look at the stuff that we got in the last year or two, you know, the retro figures we got. The three different sets of the same figures, we still got them. I mean, I have complete faith in them. And with the Four Horsemen, they can't fail.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Four Horsemen have been so far, so I don't have any concerns there.
Right.
But let's see. I think the main concern that a lot of collectors have is with the how the figures are going to be distributed. So I saw one guy ask in one of the, I think over the weekend, if Matty Collector is going to be handling the Super 7 distribution. And I was like, oh, hell no. I think Matty Collector is a dead duck. And
well,
what's that?
Yeah. Well, when I called up, I had no idea what my figures were. So, you know, like I didn't get Lino and then Jackalman was coming. So when I called him up, that's when the lady told me that I picked the shipping for Christmas. Like an idiot I was. I picked the wrong thing. So then I asked her, I said, are you guys going to be Digital River going to be distributing for Super 7 next year? And she says, I really hope so, but I don't know. I can't tell you. I don't have an answer. So.
She didn't have the answer?
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know if she already knows and she's not allowed to say, or she said that she has no idea yet.
Yeah, she probably doesn't know because that's just not her area.
Right.
So she's just being honest with you. Cause I think Super 7 is going to have their own distribution arm that handles all of that.
Right.
So
yeah, and I just want to add one thing too, which is excuse me. I have a lot of friends across the seas. And I'm really hoping that the shipping really comes down for these guys because, you know, the people in England, Germany, everywhere else in the world besides here are getting hammered with shipping costs. And I really hope they come up with a better plan or a solution as to how to help these collectors get the figures cheaper.
Right.
I mean, I know a lot of guys had to stop the collecting the line because they couldn't afford the taxes and the shipping on it. So, I mean, you know, one figure is like 50, 60 bucks. And I mean, is it really worth it? I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't either because it's like that's one figure. And so if you buy into an annual sub, which I'm hoping Super 7 will work on, having options like maybe you could either pick the annual sub 12 figure option or you can pick the 6 figure option and maybe get 2 if you want, you know, that sort of thing.
Right.
But you know, for international collectors, you know, and I've heard stories and I'm like, there is no way.
Oh my God. I do that. I'm friends with a lot of people from over the, from across the Atlantic, and they are telling me how much they pay for these figures, and I'm just like, man, I love collecting it, but I wouldn't give them a dime just to prove that it's ridiculous what they're doing.
And some of them are so committed, and it's awesome of them. They'll even buy multiple subs, so they're like, right, have two or three subs just to try to make sure the subscription goes through. And it's right. like, wow, I can't even get one because, you know, unless it's a mini sub, I've only committed to an annual sub once.
Really?
Usually if it's a mini sub, I'll definitely jump on it because it's more up my alley, you know, financially.
Right.
And it's more controlled. So I can say, yeah, it's one figure this month and it's going to be this much instead of, oh, when am I going to get that $150 a month when you get like the giant and the beast and two right. figures in 1 month. And it's like, right. well, I didn't expect that bill.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's when you get hammered when they do that. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So I've had to like, I did that in 2011 and I just had to not do that again.
Yeah, well, I don't think we've gotten a beast or something like that in a long time. And if it has, it wasn't part of the sub. I don't believe the vehicles were part of the sub. I think they weren't. So, I mean, I don't think they did a giant in a long, long time. Maybe because of that, you know, people don't want them.
Yeah, because I think we only have three at this point, Procrustes, Megator,
what's that ape's name? Gygor? Gygor?
Yeah, Gygor. Yeah.
Gygor, yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's not that. I mean, well, you know, they're cool to have and all, but still, I mean, I remember 1 year we got, I think it was a December or November getting hammered. It was like, four figures in like a vehicle and a giant all at once, like right by Christmas time. It was like ridiculous. It was like $500 bill that year, just for that month, just for the figures. It was crazy.
Whoa. Yeah. No way. Yeah. No way. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Especially that time of year. And it would seem like they would always book everything expensive to come out in the holiday months, and then it's like, okay, where's my holiday budget, you know?
Right.
So right. Super 7, please take some hints. Don't backload your subscription.
Yeah, come out with the good stuff, like, you know, April, May, you know, that's a good recovery point for Christmas for those who celebrate Christmas and have a big family and have to buy a lot of gifts.
Right, because you know you need to spend like January, February recuperating financially, and then you can get ready for like those mid months you're talking about to buy some stuff again. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's I have a really good feeling Super 7 is gonna knock it out of the park. I really do. I think they're gonna take the bull by the horns and they're gonna run with it and they're gonna do the best they can.
Yeah, I know a lot of people were anxious and kind of going crazy like when they're going to make their announcement. And I had a feeling they would do something before January, you know, because everybody was used to like
Toy Fair.
Yes, and doing their subscription in like July, August. So
well, you know, it could be for the subscription for next year, because they would have to start taking the orders. I mean, soon, because they got to start making the figures.
Right.
So it has to. It's. I think it's got to be for the sub. They have to start crunching the numbers and stuff and getting ready for it.
Because I don't know what the lead time needs to be. For production. So if they get they might have started making the figures already. I don't know.
They could have. Yeah.
Because I think they need a certain lead time before, you know, everything goes into production to know exactly what amount they're going to make. But I don't know all the logistics for that.
Right.
But I do think, like you're saying, most likely they're going to be doing subscriptions, so that, you know, they can just go full force in January.
Yeah, that's just what I'm just really anxious to see how they're going to handle it. I really wish they would. When is that? Next week? 2 weeks? That they're gonna.
You know, the 16th is next week.
Next week, okay.
Yeah.
So hopefully by next week we get the good news.
Yeah. So that's that that topic. Did you have any other topics in mind?
No. Go to your movie. Your movie review or sort of review that you'd like to talk about, because I'm kind of intrigued about it, and especially after hearing what Dirt told us before the show.
Right. So Max Steel, I don't know if a lot of people know about Max Steel. Max Steel is the spiritual descendant of a toy line called Big Jim, which is a Mattel toy line that was big in the 70s. And Masters of the Universe actually...
That's where the Battle Cat comes from, and Screech.
Exactly. Battle Cat, Zor, Screech, and Panthor come from the Big Jim line. So Max Steel has a lot of, let's say, spiritual connections with Masters of the Universe. And so... The reason I'm bringing it up is because Max Steel had a live-action film that was released on October 14th. And I don't think a lot of people knew about that film. It bombed terribly at the box office. It only made $3.8
million. Wow.
On a projected budget of $20
million. That's a bomb.
The studio and the distributors were expecting the film to make $5 million. So it was expected to make $5 million, didn't even make $5 million. So long story short, terrible bomb.
Right.
So it was one of the first ventures by Mattel. They have an entertainment production wing now that's focused on doing movies and television shows. And so they pushed for this film to be made, but production was marred with so many issues. There was no marketing because the investors totally lost faith in the project. So nobody marketed it. Nobody knew that what the film was or what it was about.
Right.
Or that it was coming out. So my point is to all of those fans who are like frothing at the mouth, freaking out about a Masters of the Universe movie, like, get it out now. We've got to have a film now. This is the exact reason why you don't want Mattel to rush through things. Because Max Steel, you're never going to see another Max Steel film again. They've shot that in the foot. Not going
to
happen.
To say the least.
To say the least, right?
Yeah.
Because it was released in 1997. It was essentially Mattel's main boys toy line. So for all points and purposes, it's the contemporary Masters of the Universe toy line from Mattel. It's the line that they push in multimedia cartoon series, books, comics, video games, you know, that whole sort of thing.
Right.
And it's done very well in South America. And they just felt like they were at a point where they needed to do a live-action film. So they made all the bad decisions, and it resulted in this major flop.
Right.
So I think it was an experiment on their part to see what they should and shouldn't do. So I'm hoping they learn their lesson and they don't let that happen to Masters of the Universe.
So the movie was about Big Jim? Big Jim isn't a movie?
No. It's not about Big Jim. It's about Max Steel. He's a teenager, and he meets up with this alien, and they join together, and, you know, he becomes this superpower superhero.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I got you now. Yeah, yeah. I mean, the marketing for it was horrible because I don't even remember seeing a commercial for it.
Yeah.
I went to see a few movies in the movie theater, you know, in the last couple of months prior to that, and I didn't even see the coming attractions for that. So they did it's Mattel. Look what they do. They have a toy line. They don't even do anything for it. They used to have a one-page ad in Toy Fair magazine. That was it.
Yeah. So what does that tell you? I don't know what that
tells you. That Mattel is not qualified to handle what we need, and hopefully Super 7 is. I'll be honest with you.
Well, I don't want to get into okay. So Mattel is their flagship is Barbie, right? So I'm thinking that might have a lot to do with what the issues are, but I'm not gonna get into the Barbie thing tonight.
Okay.
but yeah, my whole thing is did you hear about Devon Franklin moving over to Fox?
Did I? No. And what is that?
Okay, I don't know if you know his name, but he's one of the major producers that's been really pushing for the Masters of the Universe movie. So he's the one that's put out all the tweets about Battle Cat, and, you know, he would put out all these different tweets about, you know, what's going on with the movie, like the movie's still happening. And he would
write
about it. So he and his production company have left Sony Columbia and have moved over to 20th Century Fox. So I don't know if that means he's taking Masters of the Universe with him, if it's still at Sony, and it's kind of in a sort of limbo. But but he was one of the main producers on that film. So,
well, hopefully maybe we'll go with him. Maybe he's got the vision that it needs.
Right.
You know, that's who we need behind the movie. We need the guy that's a guy like us, someone who's a fan. That's what we need. I mean, right. I've said it a million times. We have to have somebody who the director and producer both have to love and know the product, and it's just not another movie for them to do. It's not, you know, the flavor of the week movie for them.
Right.
It's got to be done right. It needs to be done right. I mean, and again, I'm just going to say, I mean, just look what J.J. Abrams did with the new Star Wars. He did an amazing job with it, with using minimal CGI, unlike the prequel Star Wars that was filled with CGI. It was terrible. It was horrible.
That's mainly all it was.
Yeah, exactly. And you can ask any diehard Star Wars fan, and they'll tell you that they don't even consider the three canon. You know?
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's horrible. It's really bad.
I can't go that far. I mean, they're bad. I have major issues with them myself, the Star Wars prequels. But I mean, you can't get away from that's the story of how Anakin started and how he ended up being what he was. So, wow, I didn't know a lot of fans felt that way. I didn't know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of fans. They were, you know, it for them, A New Hope, to just this last movie is canon. Everything before A New Hope doesn't count.
Ouch. Ouch.
Yeah. I kind of have to agree with them, man. It was horrible. You know, I waited. I was born in 1978. And I waited, what, 25, 26 years to hear Darth Vader just scream, "Padme, no!" I mean,
yeah, that was a painful scene. That was a painful scene.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to see him do something way cooler than that. You know, use the Force, do a Force choke. I mean, something diabolical.
Yeah.
But apparently, he did it.
Yeah, we definitely got cheated out of Darth Vader because, I mean, watching the prequels, that's the movie I was waiting for. And I knew that episode 3 was going to deliver. You know, we watched episode 1, which was a train wreck. Episode 2 was, you know, it was a little better, but it was still painful, you know, because you still had to make up for everything you lost in episode 1. They totally wasted episode 1. So episode 2, they had to try to make up for it.
Right.
And so then episode 3, well, you have to have at least a good, I don't know, 20 minutes with Darth Vader with the lightsaber.
Yes.
Wiping the floor with people.
That would have been amazing.
Oh, yeah, we got Darth Vader, but he was...
Not Darth Vader.
He's not Darth Vader.
Unfortunately.
Right.
But hopefully, supposedly, in the new one that's coming out, Rogue One, he's going to have somewhat of a role in it. And, you know, hopefully we see him killing the Jedi and stuff like that.
Oh, well, I'm hearing it's more of a cameo role.
Really?
Yeah. So you're not going to get that. And I was talking to a friend of mine about A New Hope, and he's actually not really even in the movie that much. If you count, he's on for like, what, 8 to 12 minutes.
Yep. That's it.
Which is the same amount as Darth Maul, but Darth Maul really
didn't do it.
he really didn't have the same kind of impact. So that tells you about the writing of that character. But Rogue One is December 16th, I think. And
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, and I don't even think about it because that's like more than a month away. So, and it's driving me crazy. So I'm just blocking it out if it actually happens.
Yeah. But it's funny. I actually got a case of the loyal subjects today, and I got all
another
of them.
Case.
Yeah, all of them. Well, the other one didn't come yet. I got all of them, but Tila and Faker. So I'm almost done.
Oh, and Faker's a hard one to get.
Yeah, right. Faker's 1 in 97. So hopefully the next case that I get, he's in there. I'll be very happy.
Oh, my God. So when you say case, that means you have extras.
Yeah, there was a case of 12, 6 I had, and 6 were doubles.
So what are you going to do with the extras? You just sell them off on eBay?
I guess, or whatever. You know, if someone needs them, trade them.
Oh, my God.
He sounds shell-shocked.
Well, yeah, that's ambitious. But you're trying to get them all, so... You got to do what you got to do. Wow.
Yeah.
So Tila is a hard one to get to. So that means you have Evil Lyn.
I have Evil Lyn, yes. Yeah. It's Faker, Evil Lyn, then Tila. I think that's the way it is. So I have a better shot at getting Tila than I did, you know, Evil Lyn. But I want Faker, and he's the hardest one to get. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
Wow. Let's see. I have two questions. First.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Let's see. It's 8:30. So I'm running late to pick up
my other half. But before that,
okay.
Did you get the Filmation Evelyn?
Not yet. Not yet.
I'm just seeing that there's
a lot of I saw a lot of pictures of the bad paint apps and stuff like that. I didn't get mine yet. Mine's still waiting till ship in December, so I'm not gonna get her.
Oh
yeah, I like I said, I screwed up big time. I hit the wrong shipping thing.
Okay, because I was I believe she's sold out on the site, but I was debating if I should get her at some point or not.
Yeah, if I was you, I'd wait because if Super 7 doesn't use Maddie's gonna have a super sale to get rid of everything in the warehouse. So you'll probably get it for dirt cheap.
Okay, all right. You know, that'll be Cyber Monday coming up,
and Black Friday, and then that whole weekend they can have stuff as well.
Okay. Wow.
And if not, you don't get her then. Just wait. Wait a year. You know, if you don't need to have her right away, if you wait, next year you can get her for like $30, $40. You know, you can get her for cost. So that's what I do. I wait. I just play the waiting game.
Well, yeah, I did that for Shadow Weaver, and that didn't work out.
Yeah. Well, she was a tough one.
Yeah. So I'm really hoping Super 7 does some kind of alternate packing, whatever, to get her released again.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. So, all right. So I know you got to go. So, any last words?
Well, I'm glad to be here for episode 2, and can't wait for episode 3.
It will be next week.
Right.
All right. I'd like to thank PopCultureNetwork.com. I would like to thank HeManWorld.com. Please go to Masters of the Galaxy Facebook page. Go to the All Encompassing Facebook page. Go to Descendants of Grayskull Facebook page. And Dirt, can you please give out your text message, email, thingamajig?
You mean the 24-hour voicemail line?
Yeah, that's it. I couldn't think of it. slipped my mind. Guys,
you can call us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on our 24-hour voicemail line. It's area code 217-953-4025. Again, that's area code 217-953-4025. Leave a message up to 10 minutes in length letting us know what you thought of the show.
Awesome. All right, guys. With that, I'd just like to say, until next time, rock on, man.
And may the power be with you.